Let's review again. The Mishnah has two different dinim. One din on mem dalad and aleph. Zeh klal kol shalika v'ima tfeilo. Baruch alayika apoteres hatfeilo. Then we have a Mishnah on mem beis and aleph. Towards the bottom. Baruch alapas poteres arpaperes. Whatever comes in the middle of the meal is covered with hamoitz. So Rashi seems to understand Baruch alapas Rashi on mem aleph on the beis. In interpreting the Gemara about Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asuda, and Dvarim Sherigilim Shaloi Lovan Machmas Asuda, that's the Rashi, three lines from the bottom of Mem Aluk of the Beis Dvarim Harigilim Lovan Achar Asuda. Rashi seems to interpret in the whole Gemara that the only time Pas Pat is something else if you're eating it together with the Pas. So Tosis says, so why do you need two different Mishnayos? Isn't that Mamish the same as Biruch Haluika Patar Satvelim? So Tosis understands the way we have the common practice that if a person says hamoitzi at the beginning of the meal, even if he's not eating the chicken with challah, even if he's not eating the soup with bread, thank you very much, the din will still be that hamoitzi patas the soup, hamoitzi patas all of the courses in the meal, whatever a person eats to fill himself up. The Tosfos understands the two distinct dinim. One din is Ikar and Tofel. If you would have been eating the pas together with some other food, so the pas would have been Ikar. Would have patted the other food, meet the Ikar and Tofel. That would have been the Mishnah Mem Dalet. And the Mishnah Mem Beis tells us an additional din, that Varm Havai Mach Masasuda, whatever a person eats in the middle of in the course of the meal to fill himself up, is covered with Hamoitz, even though it's not really a din of Ikar and Tofel. That's the opinion that we follow. Then there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim regarding Dvarim Habayim L'hamshech Taivas HaAchila. Let's say you have an appetizer in the beginning of the meal. But that isn't really eaten in order to fill you up. That's eaten in order to develop an appetite that you should be able to eat more later. So the Rashbo and a group of Rishonim say that that's not considered Dvarim Habayim Machmas HaSuda. And that's how they interpret this whole Gemara, Mem Aleph on the Beis, right, 10 lines from the top, when the Gemara starts after the two dots, it mehevil if name tenim anovim, betoch hasude. So all the Amoraim agreed that it's Tom Bracha Lefonov. Why is it Tom Bracha Lefonov? Why isn't it Dvarim Habayim Machmas Hasude? So Rashi says, because you don't need it together, lelapis by a sapas. Rashi holds the only time it's covered with hamoitzi is if you eat it together with bread. Tosfos disagrees with that Rashi. So they hold you don't have to be eating it with the bread, but it has to be something that you're normally eating in order to fill you up. And over here, you're not eating it to fill you up. This you're really eating as a dessert. Okay. But the Rashbo learns a different shot over here. The Rashbo and the whole group of Rishonim learn that the Teinim Anovim that the person is eating in the middle of the meal is eaten somehow as an appetizer. That's going to be Mamshech Taivas Achila. And they learned that that's a Beferish Gemara. They interpret that's a Beferish Gemara, that you have to say a bracha on an appetizer, that it's not considered Dvarim Habayim Machmas HaSuda. Other Rishonim disagree, and they hold not so. They hold that Mamshech Taivas Achila is also considered like Dvarim Habayim Machmas HaSuda. You will not require a bracha. I think that's assumed to be the common practice. That whatever a person eats as an appetizer in the beginning of the meal, a person does not say a bracha with it. Now there's a Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba quotes a Rabbeinu Yonah over here. The Rosh also quotes this Rabbeinu Yonah. Shulchan Aruch it's quoted. What if the whole meal is going to consist of fruit? That's all he has to eat. He's going to eat fruit to fill him up. That type of fruit that normally after a person eats a whole meal, a normal person would eat that as a dessert at the end. So this person, whatever, is on a diet and he's not allowed to eat the fat, and he's not allowed to eat the potatoes, he's not allowed to eat the fat and chicken, he's not allowed to eat all the normal food that he always enjoys. So the doctor put him on a diet, so the whole meal consists of fruits. So fruits is usually eaten as a dessert. So strictly speaking, the fruit should be considered Dvarim Habayim Machmas HaSuda, that's what he's going to fill himself up on. But it looks funny. These fruits are normally eaten by other people, these fruits are normally eaten as dessert at the end of the meal. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says that to make it look a little better, you should have the first bit of fruit you should have together with some bread, the last bit of fruit you should have together with bread, and even though in the middle you're going to be eating fruit not together with bread, that's okay, because Mikra Din, all of the fruit is really Dvar Maboim Machmas Asura. So the Shaila is that going to help if you're going to have an appetizer? Let's say you're going to have fruit cup in the beginning of the meal, and the Balabasta says that this fruit cup is not really to fill them up. In the course of the meal, they're going to have tons of food to fill them up. It's going to have kugel and everything, and soup, and flesh, and chicken, and everything. But to have this fruit cup in the beginning as an appetizer, and it's a machlekes. So Rishonim, if you have an appetizer, is it called Bar Mabai Machmas Asuda or not? Some of them, on the bottom of the Rosh, the Tais Yontif quotes a discussion from Achrayim. They used to drink a glass of schnapps at the beginning of the meal, Lahamsha Tab Sachilim. So that's a shaila. If a person has a cold and he drinks schnapps because he thinks he's going to get better, so the schnapps has nothing to do with the meal. That's not to fill him up. That's not la'am shatav sa'achilu. So then, of course, he says a bracha on the schnapps, even though it's in the middle of the meal. It's not var ma'boy machmas asuda. But if a person takes schnapps somehow, they thought that the schnapps is going to be served as an appetizer, la'am shatav sa'achilu. So then you're going to have a machlek zereshenim. Whether that's considered Dvar Mahabai Machmas Asura or not. So let's say if you have the fruit cup in the beginning of the meal, then it's not going to help. You're going to have the first bit of fruit is going to be together with bread. The last bit of fruit is going to be together with bread. That's what Tosis attacked Rashi. If you're eating together with bread, that's Mamisha Nikir and Etofim. That's covered with the Mishnah and Daf Mem Dam. What are you going to do with the middle of the fruit, of the fruit cup that you're going to eat, not together with bread? So that's not going to be a Nikir and Etofim. And this whole Eitz of the Rabbeinu Yoina, you eat the first bit and the last bit together with bread, and that demonstrates that the whole thing is Dvar Mahabai Machmas Asura. That's only when the main course of the meal is going to be fruit. So this is Liyesa Seis L'chumar B'yalma. But if you're going to have a fruit cup, Lam Shech Tavis Achila, it's not going to be sufficient just to have the first bit of fruit and the last bit of fruit together with bread. You're still going to be the fruit that you're going to eat in the middle, not with bread, then you're taking a stand already. You haven't avoided the machlokes of Rishonim. You're taking a stand already. You're relying on Safek Brachas Lahakel, that an appetizer is Laham Shech Tavis Achila, is considered Dvar Mahabai Machmas Asura.
Why is it every time you have bread with something, so you have a hickory and a tuffle? Because I don't wash a cracker and chicken. I have to make two brachas? Why is that
becoming tough? I don't know. I assume the stomach, in the days of the Bali Atayis, they used to eat so much bread. So they hardly had any food, and they had a lot of bread. So the stomach, the bread was always the ikar and filling up. I assume so. By us, may not even be correct that the bread is automatically going to be an ikar and a tofla if you eat it together with any given food. Could be a stock of nuts so today. Not sure. Okay, so that's the Gemara that we learned last week. Then the Gemara had a din. Rav Chiya has two din. Rav Chiya says, Pas Pateres Kol Mini Machel, Yain Pater Kol Mini Mashkin. So Pas Pateres Kol Mini Machel, the Gemara says, that's Pliga. Rav Chiya is in disagreement with the first two Amoraim. And the first Amoraim, we do accept their opinion. That if you eat fruits, Shaloi Machmas Asudeh, as dessert, you do have to say Hoetz. And Rav Chiya holds that you never have to say bracha, even Dvar Mahabai Shaloi Machmas Asuda. So the first day for Rav Chiya is not accepted. The way the Gemara says, Pliga de Rav Chiya, that the first two Amoraim, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, are in disagreement with with Rav Chiya. So the second half of Rav Chiya, Chiya's second statement was, Yain Paita Kol Mini Mashkin. So Tosfos writes, one Tosfos writes that since we don't accept the first half of Rav Chiya, so we shouldn't accept. The end of the Tosfos is Yain Paita Kol Mini Mashkin. So Tosfos says, the first half of the member is not accepted. Became the second half. What he said should also not be accepted. But Tosfos later says not so. Tosfos later writes, on the top of Mem Beis Amud Aleph, obviously it's a different Bala Tosfos. There are various Bala Tosfos. The Tosfos writes, "V'hash liyain po tikol mini mashkim," and they go on weiter. They're assuming that din is like Rav Chiya, and the Rosh quotes like that. Halacha, that's assumed in the Shulchan Aruch. The yain po tikol mini mashkim. So again, we say sofik brachas lahakam. We do follow Rav Chiya's second din. The yain po tikol mini mashkim.
For water. That's the logic of it.
Taisa says.
I understand, because that's the student, the scientist.
Yeah.
How's that? But if you're probably home by the town board.
I don't know. Taisa says they call it an ikar and a tofa. Since the top Taisa says, since it's Rosh L'chomini Mashkin, it's an ikar and all the other Mashkin are tofa. I don't know.
The Taisa himself says, well, the ikar and tofa is not there, the shasi drank, the tofa doesn't help.
Probably it's here also.
It's not like you did.
Probably here also, if you say Barkra Goffin, and the other Mashkim are not there, and you didn't have a mind, and you didn't think that it was going to come, Tate, not included. Probably the same din over here. It's also a din in Ikir and Tofa. Yeah. So this we do follow. This Machlokes and the Rishonim, whether we should 2 days in Taisus, and then Balaf and the Taisim, and Beis and the Nalaf, whether we should follow the second half of Abkhiyaz din. So we do follow the second half of Abkhiyaz din. Then what Rav Papa sum up? What's the halacha? Dvar Mabon Shaloi Machmas Asudah. It's Tom Brocha Lefana Ve'en Tom Brocha Le'achra. Unless it comes La'achar Asudah, after the whole Gemara of the Sudah, then it's Tom Brocha Be'en Lefana Ve'en Le'achra. What does it mean La'achar Gemara Asudah? So the Gemara has a discussion on Mem Beis Amin Aleph. What does it mean La'achar Gemara Asudah? So what Amara thought after he finished eating and showing? Then the Gemara says, no, Achar Gemara Asudah is only if you either said Havlon and Avarech. That's the Gemara in Pesachim. That's what Taisus quotes. Attack of the Rish Galusa Samchin, and they quote from the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Gimel. If you said Havlan Avarech, or our Gemara says, if you wash Mayim Achreinim. Yeah. And Havlan Avarech, the Gemara said, is only if the Balabas says Havlan Avarech. Or the Balabas is Mechabed, one of the guests, that he should bench Mezuman, or he indicates that it's time to finish the meal. But if one of the guests thinks that we finished eating, so then the Gemara says, "Anan ataka deresh galusa kosam chinan." So that doesn't constitute siluk asuda. Okay. Then we had a difference between erev hatzeres and shituf and mevuas. That erev hatzeres is a machlokes hatanan. We paskin. It's only good if you use pas. If each one of the people who live in the batim gives a pas shlema, let's say you have 10 apartments in a building, they want to be able to carry in the building, so we assume that that's an erev chatzeres. So 9 of the tenants in the 9 apartments have to leave chala, pas shlema, in the home of the 10th one. The 10th one lives there, so he doesn't have to have a shutfis, he doesn't have to own any lechem there. Because he lives there, al pi pshuta. The other 9 have to give a pas. The common practice is that instead of having everybody give a pas shlema, one person buys a box of matzahs and you give it to someone else to pick up to be kind of zochna and shleib afanav. The Mishnah says in Erevin, and everybody owns a shutfus in the box of matzahs and shoyim. So the shayla was, a shitufim of voice is good bakom yarvin. You can use any kind of food. Erevich etzer is only good if it's pas. So the shaila is, how do you make an erev chatzeres for the box of matzahs? The din requires that you can only use as for erev chatzeres pasha bevarcha malav hamoitzi, and the svardim same zonis on the matzahs. So how is it good? So the answer appears in our Gemara. In Gemara quotes Shmuel about the 13 lines from the top and then based on an aleph lachmonius, which is pasha bobekisnin. Shaila, what it is? Rashi gives you some French word, and Tosh says, no, that's real lechem, that's mamash hamoitzi. Some kind of a cake or cookies that normally you say bar min b'zaynus, unless you kaveh asuda, then you say hamoitzi. So the Gemara says lachmonis ma'arvim behen u'mevarchim aleim hamoitzi. Yeah. So the Gemara says it's good for erev chatzeres, and that sometimes if you kaveh asuda, then you say hamoitzi. If you're not kaveh asuda, you don't say hamoitzi. So you see b'feirish from the Gemara that it's good for erev chatzeres, even though no one's eating it. You're putting away. From 1 week to the other, you're putting away there. So you see, whatever theoretically could be converted into hamoitzi, even though right now it's only bar minim zaynus, so the din is that that's considered pasha mevarach malav hamoitzi.
Would the shia be the same? The shia, if you need a certain amount for each person, so here you need alavein to be figured out. If you need for each person,
would you need a larger shear?
If you use sponge cake, the shear would be larger because
you only say hamoitzi if you eat a ton of it. And I fall. I don't think so. We got to look it up in Shulchan Aruch. don't think so. Okay. You have to check to see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Then the Gemara towards the bottom, towards the Mishnah, quoted the din of tekef l'netilas yadayim brachah. So it's muchach in the Gemara that it goes on mayim achronim. That right after mayim achronim, we should recite birchas hamazon. Then Rabbi Tevegi quoted from the Yerushalmi, from the Medrash Rabbah, that it also applies to mayim rishonim. That even after washing mayim rishonim, a person should say hamotzi as soon as possible. You should try to pause as briefly as possible. Okay. Let's see. So what does the Mishnah say? Mem beis amin aleph. Rashi explains that the practice was when they invited guests, Rashi quotes a Tosefta that's quoted on Mem Gimel Amin Aleph, about 10 lines from the top, Seder, Keset Seder Heseba. One would invite a lot of guests to his home. So they would have chairs all over the place. Then they would have snacks there. And then they'd move to a different room. That this is where they had the smorgasbord. Then they moved to a different room where they would have the regular meal. So in this room, Biruch Alayayin Shalafnei Amazon, Potus Ayayin Shalachar Amazon. If a person says Bor Priagofen on the wine that he drinks in the beginning of the meal, and then he used to have wine in the middle of the meal, Betoch HaMazon, then he used to have wine after the meal as well, before Birchas HaMazon, after they finished eating the meal, before the Birchas HaMazon. So not only does Biruch Al HaYayin Shelefnei HaMazon, not only does it part of the Yayin Shel Betoch HaMazon, Yayin Shel Betoch HaMazon is not as choshuv as the Yayin Shel Lefnei HaMazon, Yayin Shel Lach HaMazon. The Gemara says, Zeh Lishtos V'Zeh Lishvos. The Yayin Shel Betoch HaMazon is just to wash down the food that's like water. It doesn't really have the chashivas. You got to say Bar Piyah Gofen, Sof Kol, it's wine, but it doesn't have such a chashivas. So the Mishnah says, that's a double portion. The Biruch Al Hayayin Shel Lifnei HaMazon, Potav Es Hayayin Shel Betoch HaMazon. That's a double portion. That's what Tosis points out, because that Yayin is much more chashiv than that Yayin. What about Biruch Al Hayayin Shel Betoch HaMazon? He didn't have any wine before the meal. Or he had wine before the meal, and then they made a Shina Makom, and he didn't have a mind. There's a din of Shina Makom Tzorach Levarach. If a person says Bor Priya Gof and he starts drinking wine in one location, and he didn't have a mind that he's going to continue drinking in a different room, how can he not have a mind? If they invite everybody to eat, and this is only the smokers, but there are no tables here. So obviously he should have had a mind to cover the other. Okay. So let's say he didn't have any wine before the meal. Didn't have any wine at all before the meal. If he had wine, so it's built in that he's going to have in mind Shinamah, he's going to continue drinking in the other location. He didn't have any wine, he came late. So the first wine that he gets is in the middle of the meal. Shayayin Shabbatar HaMazayin, that was the exception to the rule that we had before. That whatever you drink in the middle of the meal is covered with Hamoitzi, except for the wine. Abshalwaz Ben Zayma, that's the bottom of Mem Aleph on the base. That wine that comes in the middle, shiny yain, they go in brachal yatzmo on the top line of Mem Beis Aminal. So if they serve the wine in the middle of the meal, lishrois, he says bar piagofen, does this cover the wine after the meal? Because the wine after the meal is going to be machashim. So the Gemara has a machlekes amaraima on that. We paskin that the yain shebeter hamazon does not part of the yain shelacher hamazon. Because the yain shebeter hamazon is less chashim than the yain shelacher hamazon. It's an interesting din. It's the exact same bracha. It's the exact same bracha. So why shouldn't it pato? The Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes Halacha L'Maaseh. Let's say the Gemara we had before. The person is eating an apple and grapes. And nothing is more chashuv than anything. He enjoys apples, he enjoys grapes. But the grapes are from the Shibas Aminim and the apples are not. So everybody agrees that you're supposed to say Bar Pihoitz on the grapes and cover the apples with that. What a bit of Yevin, he'll say Fakert, he'll say Bar Pihoitz on the apples and a whole bunch of fruits in front of him. He doesn't have a mind specifically one. He doesn't have a mind how much he's going to eat of what. So the Beis Yosef quotes a Rashba that the Bar Pihoitz on the apples does not cover the Shibas Aminim. Because the Shibas Aminim are more kosher. not just the din lechatchila. We learned the Gemara. You could learn not like the Rashba. You could learn the Gemara that it's just the hida mitzvah. That the first bit of food that you eat is considered the chefetz shal mitzvah with which the birchas hanenin is recited. Amitam hida mitzvah. That first bit of food should be more bekavadik. Should be more mehudadik. So what's considered more mehudadik? So more mehudadik is chaviv, and more mehudadik is from the shivas aminim, as opposed to the non-shivas aminim. But the b'diavad, if he said who eats on the apples, one could have argued the point and said that it would cover the grapes. So it wasn't some mehudadik, said the Rashba. So the Rashba has a chiddush that it doesn't cover unless he had beferish kavana. Unless he had specific kavana. Let's say a person has rice and he has real mezainas. And the chamesh is minidom. He's going to say very mini mezainas on the rice. And he doesn't know exactly. Oh, a whole table full of food. A whole smaller spot full of food to pick on. So normally a person says mezainas, so it covers whatever happens to be mezainas. But if the thing that he said the mezainas on is a less has less chashivas than the other thing, so then the Rashba doesn't say that, but I would assume that it would be the same. It's also, one is from the shivas aminim, one is not. It should be the same over there, that the mezainas on the less important food, on the rice, would not cover the mezainas on the more important, unless he had explicitly in mind. If he had explicitly in mind, then the Rashba agrees that it does help. He says, ha'eitz on the apple, and he has explicitly in mind that it should cover the grapes. Then the Rashba says that it does help, yeah.
But
nishvei
is also like that, specifically in mind is going to help. Even if you have in mind here,
it won't help, no? I don't know. I would have assumed that it's two things that have the exact same bracha. One is more choshev than the other. So I assume that bistoma it's not included. Normally we would have said ananataka de reish galusa, ananataka de balabais kosam chinen. Whatever comes next is included, the stomach is included in the bari prihoi, the bari priagofen. But if he had explicitly in mind, I would assume that it should help. That even though one is lishris and one is lishtis, I would assume that he has beferish in mind and it should pat. The shaila is, let's say a person says, by mistake, he says bari minim zainis over bread. So we pass on that it's good b'diavad. So let's say a person is having, he makes kiddush on Shabbos morning, and then he says bari minim mezainis. So he has cookies, and then he's gonna have hamotzi. So he says bari minim mezainis, having in mind explicitly that he's gonna cover the challah also. I didn't wash until the sedaim yet. So in Shulchan Aruch they have a case. Let's say he did wash. He washed until he said daim, then what's he saying? Kiddush? Huh? Some have such a practice. So he washed until he said daim, he says kiddush, and then he's going to say bari minim zaynus, and then he's going to say hamaitzi, and he has in mind when he says the bari minim zaynus on the cake, that it should pata the hamaitzi. So the din is b'diyevet, bari minim zaynus does pata hamaitzi. What about over here? Will it pata hamaitzi or not? So the Mishnah says, birach ala paperes, le pateres hapas. What does it mean, paperes? Rashi says, paperes is fish and chicken. So Taisus says, of course it doesn't pata the pas. Well, what's the chiddush? It's in ganz in a different problem. So Taisus interprets not so, that the paperis is something that started off as hamaitzi, and it was knocked down to bari minim zaynus, but really, basically, it started off as hamaitzi, it started off as bread. So that's the chiddush in the Mishnah, that even though it started off as bread and is very similar to the other bread, if he says mezainus on the paperis, and you say mezainus on the paperis, and b'diavad, if he said mezainus on bread, he would be Yotzei. So the Mishnah tells me that you're not Yotzei over here. Does the Mishnah go that he had explicit kavana or not? He said bari minim mezainus on the paperis. He had in mind, and I want this mezainus to cover the bread also. Oh no, I just said bari minim mezainus, and this is bread and that's bread. So b'diavad bari minim mezainus would cover. So the Mishnah Brura quotes the Shita Mekubetzes on this Mishnah that even though b'diavad mezainus patas hamaitzi. And he says, and Parperes started off as Hamoitzi, and it was knocked down to Mezainus. And you had explicitly in mind that it should cover Hamoitzi. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shittim Kobet, says that even the evidence no good. So that's really very questionable whether we should pass him like that, Mishnah Berurah, whether we should pass him like that, Shittim Kobet. Because the Mishnah Berurah himself quotes a big machlokes about we had. The Rashi before, if a person is eating the Rashi and Mem Aleph on the base, Mem Aleph on the Aleph, a person is having a tznon and a zayis. The tznon is a radish, you say bar pri hadama. And the zayis is an olive, you say bar pri hu. It's not b'riyeh, but if a person says bar pri hu hadama and fruits, you yoytze. So Rashi writes, v'afa gaf tznon li al daf mem am an olive. The Rashi mem olive am an olive quotes. Even though it says in the Mishnah that if you said bar pri hu eitz, bar pri hu hadama, on fruits, you yoytze. So Rashi writes, hanemina b'chad mina v'to, u'biruch aleh bar pri hadama. Here there's a big machlokes achrayim, a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. What's the din? He says bari pri ha'adama on a vegetable, on potatoes, and he has in mind that this bari pri ha'adama should pater the zayis. He has a beferish in mind. So the mechaber writes that it's good. The mechaber writes he's holding the potato, and he says bari pri ha'adama, and he has in mind beferish this ha'adama should pater all fruits and vegetables on the table. So he holds that that's good b'di'evet, even though it wasn't really the right bracha, should have really been bari pri hu'etz. And the Shagasaya disagrees. The Sharin Tshuva, next to the Behetev and the Mishnah Berurah, they quote, Shagasaya made a whole tumul, he disagrees. He said that din, and daf mem am an aleph, in the Mishnah, that if you said bari pri hu'adama on fruits, you're it's a b'di'evet. That's if you're holding a fruit and you said bari pri hu'adama. So if you're going to declare the bracha is not good, it'll remain a bracha of atoba. He's holding a potato in his hand, he's holding a radish. Says bar pi adama goes on the potatoes on the radishes. So he has in mind that I want that it should also go on the fruits. So that kavana doesn't help to pata. It's not the right bracha. It's not the right bracha. So the Shagzar disagrees with the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So that's the shaila over here. If someone follows the Shulchan Aruch, mechaber, that's how the Achrayim and the Mishnah Berurah says, even though the Shagzar disagree. But most Acharonim assume like the Mechaber, Sofik Brachas Lahakal at least. We assume like the Mechaber that if he said Huadama on a vegetable and you had explicitly in mind that it should cover the fruit as well. So it does cover the fruit. That's how the Mechaber quotes. So it should be the same by the Bar Minim Zenis over here. He's eating cake or cookies. He says Bar Minim Zenis is the correct Bracha. He wants this Bracha to cover the bread also. So if he would have said Mezonis on bread, but he would be Yotzi. So the Shadans, but he said Mezonis on the cake, and he had in mind, he wants the bracha to cover the bread also. It won't be a bracha of Atola, and the Mezonis will go on the cake. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shittim Kupet says that you're not Yotze even b'di'evet, even though you had in mind explicitly. That sounds very much like the Shagas Aryeh, that whenever you said the wrong bracha, but b'di'evet it's acceptable, that's only if you said Mezonis on bread, but if you said Mezonis on cake, and he wanted to cover bread. So the Sari says, by Huadama who eats it, it doesn't cover. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't follow the Shagasari over there. So why does he follow the Shita Mekubetzes over here? I would have thought that it should be the same. Why should one distinguish between the two? I would have thought that not like the Shita Mekubetzes. Halacha l'maaseh, I would have thought like the Shulchan Aruch wrote by Ha'adam and Ha'ed should be the same over here by Mezonis. I don't know.
By rice too, then? By rice, another one, that's different. That's salted.
Yeah, that I think, so that... If you say Mezonis on the rice, and you have a whole place full of food, and you assume the Mezonis goes on everything that's Mezonis. Yeah, but the rice is only a lower level of Mezonis. It's Bar Nefosha Sefta. And the other stuff is real Mezonis, but Alamich Yefta. So I would assume that the way we assume like this, Pesiyasi B'Shem HaRashba, that if you said Ha'etz on the less important fruit that doesn't cover the stomach, the Shibis on the bigger fruit, the more important fruit, unless you had explicitly in mind that it should cover. So I would assume that the shame should be by the Baramin Mezonis. He said Mezonis on the rice. So if he didn't have a mind explicitly to cover the Chamesh is Mili Dog, then I would assume the guy to say another Mezonis. But if you have a mind explicitly, it's the exact same bracha. It's the exact same bracha. So then for sure we would assume that that would be covered if you had a mind. Here it's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, machlokes Rishon and Machrayim. By the Ho'adoma with Ho'etz, or the Mezonis and Hamoitzi, it's the wrong bracha. B'di'evet it'll be acceptable, but it's the wrong bracha. So what if he had in mind explicitly, I wanted to cover A and B. And A, it's the correct bracha, and B, it's the incorrect bracha. So does that help? Chabbah says it does help, and the Achreinu quote, the Shagas I hold that it does not help. So that's what I thought, and I was surprised. Why does the Mishnah Berurah want to paskin like the Shita Mekubetzes by the Mezonis? So let's say again, Biruch alayayin shelefnei hamazon, poter es hayayin shelacher hamazon, even though it's going to be a long time later. Because they're both zeh lishtos v'zeh lishtos. Biruch alayayin shebetoch hamazon, that's only lishrois, So then the Gemara says that does not part of the Yain Shalachar Amazon, because that's Mochashim. That's Mochashim. Unless he had in mind the Feirish, I would assume that then it would help. And then it should be like that Rashba by the Hoyt. If he had in mind the Feirish, it should come.
The Gemara seems to say that in the meal is considered Achila. So then it would help either way. It wouldn't even help if you have in mind. It's two different things. One is Achila, one is Shtir. So then it's not that it's a lesser kind of bracha. It shouldn't help either way.
But it's the same bracha. It's the same bracha. Bottom line, it's the same bracha. It says that one is more important than the other. Shtiyas Yayin is more chashuv than Achilas Yayin. But if it's the same bracha, Salachar, we should say that it's good b'diavad if you had the favor Shemai. That Rashba is based on this. That Rashba says that if you said Ho'etz on the apple, you're not Yotze b'diavad for the Anovim, unless you had explicitly in mind. That's probably based on this Gemara by Zel Lishtos for Zel Lishrois. But if you said Borei Ragofen on the wine Shabbatot Hasuda, doesn't part of the wine Shalachar Hasuda, Machlokes in the Gemara we paskin doesn't part of the wine. Because that's more Choshim than that. So it doesn't part of the more Choshim unless you had Beferish Kavon.
That's
how the Rishonim use a Loshim. That you're drinking it not so much as a beverage, you're drinking it at this to wash down.
That's a new category. That's
yeah.
Wine itself.
Yeah. Not just the Rashba, not just the Ritva. A few Rishonim have that earlier Rishonim have a lashon like that. That the wine that you drink in the middle of the meal is not really Bittur's beverage. It's like Achila, yeah.
Apply other beverages?
Yeah. All the whatever you drink in the middle of the meal, they consider that like Achila. They don't consider that like Shtir. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Sukkah talks about that there's a bir halacha. There's a braisa in Maseches Sukkah at the end of the second parak that a person teshva kein taduro, that he should do everything in the sukkah. Oichel b'sheis of the sukkah. So the Mishnah Berurah asks oichel b'sukkah only if it's a pas. If it's not pas, so it's not a davar shel kviyus achilus arayis mutar chutz l'sukkah. What sheis? What shtir do you have to do in the sukkah? That if you do a shtiyah chutz l'sukkah, it'd be a violation of the mitzvah v'achila b'sukkah. See, a shtiyah is always aroi. So he quotes some Rishonim want to say that yayin, pas v'yayin, both have a chashivus that it has kviyas suda. So maybe aludin that you're not allowed to drink yayin chutz l'sukkah. Or he suggests water. What are you allowed to drink chutz l'sukkah? But maybe water techas suda is considered like part of the sukkah. So maybe anything you drink in the middle of a meal, that's that person's eating in the sukkah and then he's thirsty. He wants to swallow down some food. So he goes into the kitchen, he has a drink of water, and then he goes back into the sukkah to finish eating. So the Mishnah Berurah suggests a chiddush in the Bir Halacha. Whatever you drink in the middle of the meal is considered a chelik of the meal. And since the meal had an achila b'kviyas, he's eating a whole meal. Let's say he's going to eat just the bread and the sukkah, and then he's going to eat the flesh and vegetable salad, everything else is going to eat in the house. Every time once the bread is going to go into the sukkah, he's lazy, he doesn't want to bring everything out into the sukkah. So that's not allowed. That's gol achilas keva. If he has a whole meal in which he has bread and he has all the soup and he has chicken and vegetables and dessert and everything, so everything is called achilas kviyas. So he says, so the sip of water that he has in the middle of the meal is also called a part of the kviyas. Yeah, that's along the lines of these Rishonim over here. That they say whatever you drink in the middle of the meal is considered part of the achila. It's not, you don't treat it like a shti. It's lishrois, to wash down the food. Yeah. So then the Mishnah says, Biruch ala paperes shel lefnei hamazon, poteres ala paperes shel acher hamazon. Because it's all bar minim zenis. Fine. The paperes petoch hamazon doesn't require a bracha. That's dvar maboy mach masasudim. But the papera shelifnei hamazon will cover the papera shelachar hamazon if they'll serve some paperas after the gemar hasuda, if they'll be sealing, yeah. Beruch ala pas poteres ha paperas ala paperas le poteres ha pas, yeah. The shamim afloy ma'asig there. The gemar is not sure exactly what that means. What does the gemar have a suffix? Iboiluhu, more about 15 lines from the bottom on Amid Beis. Iboiluhu. You're not sure what point is Bishamai disagreeing. We're not going to pass like Bishamai anyway. But they have a teku, they're not sure what pshat the beishamai is. Is beishamai a reishit pligi or dil ma'asefer pligi? That one. Tanakama says, birach al apats, poteres har parperes. So beishamai hold the birach al apats, loy poteres har parperes. That's what they're disagreeing with. Let's see. The comment on the comment, Beruch ala pas, potas ha paperis, mikol shkein, maise kidero, misad amoitzi and bread, so you don't have to say mizoinis on some barley soup that you're going to have in the middle of the meal. Vasa b'sham l'mem lam, boi paperis lo potro lo pas, afilo maise kidero, nama lo potro. B'sham me hold that amoitzi doesn't pater mizoinis in the middle of a meal. Wow, person's having a lokshin kugel in the middle of the meal. So hamaitzi that he said in the beginning doesn't cover the lokshin kugel in the middle of the meal. Or Dilma, maybe they only disagree on sefer pligi. They thought it birach ala paperes, like poter is a pas, pasu like poter, maisik dera poter, they're both mezainis, pasu b'sham and the mema, to the maisik dera nami like poter. Maybe that's what b'shamai disagree, that one mezainis doesn't pater the other mezainis, but hamaitzi would pater the mezainis. They're not sure exactly what Beishamai are disagreeing about. Yeah. But we don't paskin like either version. We don't paskin like the Beishamai. We hold that Hamoitzi paters even according to Rashi, that Hamoitzi only paters something that you eat together with bread. So who eats lokshin kugel with bread? So according to Rashi, you have to say mezainis on all, by definition. You always have, yeah. According to Rashi, you have to say shahakal on all the chicken in the middle of the meal. You have to say ha'adam on all the vegetables that you eat in the middle of the meal. According to Rashi, it's a whole different world. But even according to Tosfos, there would have been room to argue the point and say, yes, you say Hamoitzi, it covers everything that you eat in the middle of the meal. If it's such a food that normally could have been eaten as a liftan, if you would have eaten it together with bread. But if it's such a food that normal person never, lokshin kugel, who eats lokshin kugel with bread? The other, who eats potato kugel with bread, also not normal. Other vegetables you would eat with bread. Other chicken you would eat with bread. Fish you would eat with bread. Okay? So even if you're eating it without bread, so that's what Tosfos learned in the Mishnah, Hamotzi Patas. But if you're having some kind of a Michael in the middle of the meal to fill you up, that's not normal to eat it together with bread. The Gemara says, Hani Bavloi Tipshoi Dachli Nahamo Binahamo. They eat bread together with their lokshin kugel. They eat bread together with the potato kugel. It's not normal to eat like that. So Beishamai are of the opinion that Hamoitzi doesn't pater the bracha rishon on those foods that are normally not eaten with bread. So we don't pass them like that. Not only do we hold like Tosfos against Rashi, you don't have to eat it with bread. Doesn't even have to be such a michael that you would normally be interested in eating it with bread. Even if it's a michael that a normal person would never eat together with bread, still covered with Hamoitzi. Okay, we pass them against Beishamai. What is the mission? Continue. Hoyu yoshvin kolechen mevarach liatzmo. If they're all sitting around in this first room, everyone says that what do we call that? They're drinking wine. Everybody says his own bar priagov. They say bu echad mevorech lekulam. You only have one bracha. One person says the bracha for everybody. If he had hesev, yeah. So Tosfos says that bizman is that nobody has any hesev. So we would say yeshiva didan is ke hesev the two. When do you need hesev? What is hesev necessary for? So we learned the bottom Tosfos. And that from Mendes and Aleph, Tosfos points out from the two Gemaras, a sebu is crucial for the purpose of benching mizuman. If you want to have one person recite the benching mizman, a Gemara, when they bench mizuman, only one person said the whole brichas hamazon, and everybody said amen and we're all yotze. So that's only if they ate b'chabura, or the same thing to say one will say hamoitzi and the others will be yotze with his hamoitzi. So we had the Ran in the end of Rosh Hashanah quoted the Yerushalmi that there are three exceptions to the rule. Well, we don't permit Shemei Kainah. What were the three? So we learned it a few times. One is Kriya Shema, Kabbal, Samach Shemaim. One is davening. Person needs something, so he should ask on his own. He shouldn't be lying Shemei Kainah. And the third case was, but you get to eating. Brichas Hanenin. If you're eating food, so say your own bracha before and after. We don't allow Shemei Kainah. We do it all the time. We do allow Shemei Kainah. So it's not, it's a different din. If it's Sebu. If you say bu echad mevarach lekulam, it's not really based on Shemei Kain, it's based on a new word. That the whole chabura offers one hamoitzi. The whole chabura offers one hamoitzi. So that's only if he say bu. Or bizman balei atayis, bizman hazeh, you don't need a say bu. Shivi dedan ke say bu the two. And the same regarding the Pichas Hamaz, and at the end, that one person recites, the Klal is Tesis quoted in Gemara, Eim is Amnim ala Peris. Anything that's not Hamoitzi, anything that's not Pichas Hamaz, and so you don't allow one person to say the Baruch Achreino, and everybody else should be Yoitzi. Each person has to say his own Baruch Achreino. We only allow it by bread, because there's a Sebu. And that's a special din. The whole Chabur is obligated to offer one Bichas Hamaz. We showed all the dinim are different. We had an exception to the rule. We had the Gemara. Shnaim Shachlu. The Gemara says in the next parak, Shloshi Shachlu Kachas, you have a Mezuman. What's the din of Shnaim Shachlu? So it's Machlekes in the Gemara, whether it's optional Mezuman or not. The Repaskin is not optional. Shnaim Shachlu is a mitzvah lecholik. That's on Mem Heyamid base. Daniel Abihochi, Shnaim Shachlu Kachas, mitzvah lecholik. By the tiny letter hey. Bamedvar Maburim Kishish name Sofram. Abelachat Seif Echad Bur, Sofram Mavaruch Bur Yates. If you have a Shas Hadchak, one of them doesn't know how to say Bichas HaMazon. So you could have insisted, let the Sofer say the whole Bichas HaMazon, let the Bur repeat word for word after him. It's difficult. So it's considered a Shas Hadchak. So the Shas Hadchak, we allow Shemekainim. What kind of business is that? We allow Shemekainim. So the Mishnah Brura quotes in the Biragra, because the whole din in the Yerushalmi, that there are three cases we don't permit Shemekainim by Kriya Shema, and by Tfilo, and by Bichas Hanen, and by Bichas Hamaz, and by eating food. The whole din is only with the Rabbanim. And I tell you, you allow Shemekainim even in the three cases. So Bishas Hatchak, we revert back to the din derais. The din derais is that you do say Shemekainim.
Would it help to be, if someone has a
subbing,
if they made a bracha
on that,
and someone else was making a bracha, to be
lashon
yekon in that case?
Also, it's a shas hadchak. Yeah. Shas hadchak, you have no choice. Yeah. So whenever there's a shas hadchak, then we revert back to the din derais. Yeah. We should. What is the idea of shas hadchak? Shas hadchak only plays a role on the level of the rabbonim. If you have a din derais, it doesn't change b'shas hadchak or b'shloi shas hadchak. If you have a din derabbonim, so sometimes the din derabbanan is only l'chatchile, we don't allow it, and b'diyevid we say it's okay. Sometimes they made a din derabbanan, even b'diyevid it's not okay. Sometimes they made a din derabbanan, and din kalt, it's l'chatchile, you shouldn't allow b'diyevid, it's good. So if something is muta b'diyevid, so then we shouldn't have a call. Shas hadchak, k'diyevid domi. Shas hadchak, we allow l'chatchile, but normally it's only acceptable b'diyevid. Take for example, Tosis has a famous din. It's quoted La'aloch and Yeridei. If you have a treifa pot that hasn't been used for treifas in more than 24 hours, so in Atari you don't have to kasha the pot. Because the bliya is called nois and tam l'vgam, a bliya that's ain't a ben yom, it's not within the first 24 hours after you cook the treifas. A bliya that's ain't a ben yom is nois and tam l'vgam. Whatever kosher food you'll cook in the pot will not become treif. But l'chatchila, they made it zero de rabbanon, what are you going to put stickers on every pot? Fleshig pots, you're going to say, when you cook fleshigs last, you just wait 24 hours and you use it for milchig. And a chametzdik pot, put on a sticker, use it last for chametz in such a day, so if you wait 24 hours, you can use it for Pesach liquid food. So what are you going to do if the sticker is going to fall off? You're going to forget which pot is ben yom or which pot is ain't ben yom. So the man is there, ain't ben yom, lot of ben yom. So that din is only lechatchila b'diyevid. What if I cooked food in the pot, the kederish ain't bas yomo? So b'diyevid doesn't asa. The whole din the rabbanon that kederish ain't bas yomo. You have to kash. It was only lechatchila, not b'diyevid. So Tosis had a problem. They didn't have any Jewish bakeries. They used to have to. They used to rent permission from the goyim to bake kosher bread. And the goyish bakery. What was the difference between kosher bread and non-kosher bread? They used to put lard. They used to put chazas shmaltz in the non-kosher bread. Now in America, they hardly do. But for years and years and years, the goyim used to put in real chazas shmaltz into the non-kosher bread. So the Baal HaTosis had a problem. They have to rent time from the non-Jewish baker to use his baking tin in order to bake the kosher bread. But the baking tin was used for treifas. So they would wait 24 hours. And what does it help waiting 24 hours? But with the rabbanon, there's a din. You're not allowed to use the baking tin. With the rabbanon, you have to kasher it, even though you waited 24 hours. So Tosis says, but he's not going to let us kasher. The goyim tell us, go fly kite. He doesn't want, we'll pay him more money. He doesn't want more money. He's not going to let us kasher out his baking tin. You need limon. He's not going to let us do limon. So if it would be, if you'd be talking about ice cream, I want to run kosher ice cream, a parva ice cream, on Kalim that are milchik. So that's not a shas adchak. So the world will live without para ice cream. The world will live without all the ice cream. We'll live without all the chocolates. You can live without it. But bread, Taisus says, al alech miyachiyah adam. Bread was the main part of the meal. The years ago, in the days of the Rishon, the days of the Gemara, the days of the Tanakh. So since bread is so important, that's considered a shas adchak. So Taisus, Yoridei quotes from the Taisus. If the guy does want to let you kasher his baking tin, so he permitted lachatchila to bake on the baking tin as long as it's ain't a ben yomo. Because shas hadchak b'di'evadami. Since b'di'evad, if you would have baked some kosher food on it, would have been kosher if it's really ein ben yom. If it has the chazah shmaltz on top of it, it doesn't become ein ben yom. But if there's no b'yen, there's no tray for chazah shmaltz on the surface of the kli. Just balu in the kli. So whatever is balu in the kli for more than 24 hours is ein ben yom, is nice and tabla gam. So shas hadchak is k'di'evadami. So the pashtus over here is also the same thing. The Gemara says when you have a situation of a sofer and a boor. So we label that as a shas adchak. Not really that big a shas adchak. Strictly speaking, the sofer can recite the whole benching out loud, and the boor can repeat word for word after him. But it's a big tircha. So we even consider that a shas adchak. Or the Taz, we spoke the other day. Taz says that it was a common practice. He used to make a kiddush on Shabbos morning, and after the kiddush, in yeshiva they do it also. After the kiddush, somebody says alamichya out loud to be moitzi everybody. So Taz says, my name is Amnon Malaperis. The only time we allow one person to say Bracha Achrayna to be mighty everybody else is if it's pas and you're benching mezumah. But if it's cookies and you're saying alamichya, then there is no din that one can recite the Bracha Achrayna to be mighty to the others. How come? The common practice was that it did like that. So the Taz says, because we all know the alternative is going to be that someone's going to walk away without saying Bracha Achrayna. A lot of people don't know alamichya by heart. So they're just going to say Barnefashis, which you're not Yotzeh, but you say Barnefashis after Alamichi, you're not Yotzeh. Instead of Alamichi, you're not Yotzeh. So since we know that someone or another is going to walk away without saying Alamichi, so that's why we have one person say Alamichi to be Motzi others. More correct is, whoever is able to should say along word for word with the one who's saying Alamichi, say your own Alamichi. But since it's a Shas Adchak, so shas adchak we allow lachatchila. What usually is only allowed b'di'evad. So what
why
should be?
Why do away with one person benching for everybody today?
The Mechaber recommends. He quotes some early Rishonim. The Mechaber recommends that we should all bench along because we often don't pay attention. So if one person is going to recite the benching by the mezumin and the others are just going to listen and say amen, so we're afraid they're not going to listen so well. They're not going to listen so carefully. So the Mechaber recommends that everyone should say along softly. But we should still retain the Iker Adin, that the Mezumin is that the whole Chabur offers one Birchas HaMazon.
It's not the Skalmur Pali, so do that.
So the Mishnebura complains. So Mishnebura complains about that. So he says, until Azana Sakol, for sure. The Gemara says, even if you're mafsik in the middle of your meal in order to answer a Mezumin, so you have to pause until one is reciting the Zimun finishes Azana Sakol. But he says more correct, it's at least that, but he says more correct is you say really till the end of the whole benching. You should recite the whole benching out loud. That's the Mishnah Berurah writes, and it's not proper. So here's a question. If the Gemara says on Memhan and base that if you have a sofer and a boor, it's shas adchak k'di'evad dami, we'll allow it's only acceptable b'di'evad. So that's on the assumption that b'di'evad it would be good. So let's say you'll have not a case of a sofer and a boor. They're both suffering. Or you have people, what does Tyson give a case? People are riding on horses. Tyson talks about a case where there's no kviyas at all. Let's say you have stam, people are walking on a highway, and each one is eating. And there's no, not only is there no hesed, but there's no yeshiva. So there's no zimin at all. So what a b'di'evad, one will say the benching, and the other one will have a mind to be yotzei. So the chayre, the assumption is that b'di'evad will revert back to the din deraisa. We'll say if one says the benching and the other one is yotzei shemei kohen, it is good b'di'evad. And not only is it good b'di'evad, even shas adchak is also k'di'evad dami. The Gemara would decipher on the board that b'shas adchak we treat it lechatchila, we allow lechatchila, but usually is only acceptable b'di'evad. But this is all on the assumption that b'di'evad is good. And that's a pele. How can it be then? Shulchan Aruch, that's a machlokes. The Chabad quotes a machlokes harishonim. If you have people are riding on horses and there's no kviyas at all, And they're going to bench mezumin, and one will bench, and the others will say amen. They're all riding on the horses. There's no yeshiva together at all. So how can it be that there are two opinions? It didn't ought to be that, but yeah, for sure it's good. Otherwise, how can you say that Shas Hadchak is allowed lachatchila more than what's allowed by the Yevet? Every so often you have in Shulchan Aruch such a case that even by the Yevet it's no good, but Shas Hadchak we allow it lachatchila. How can it be? Like Ei Mekabel Meir Shalom Bifnei Baldin. The pasuk B'vod B'Volov Parshas Mishpat. So we learned in Bava Kamim. When we learned Bava Kamim last year, I think 2 years ago, whatever. So in Bava Kamim, the end of Bava Kamim, the Gemara has a din. B'vod B'Volov Yovah Bala Shor Yaban Al Shor. That Kabbalah says this has to be Bifnei Baldin. So the Gemara says, what if the Eidim Acholim, the Eidim are sick in the hospital, and the Eidim call up the Bezna and say, we want to give a Haggadah Seidus about a Hezek that occurred. And if you don't hurry up, the Eidim are going to die. And the Baldin is a wise guy. He doesn't want to show up in the hospital. So the Gemara says, or the Eidim are busy, they're about to leave to Medina Sayam. And the Baldin doesn't want to show up. So the Gemara says, if Eidim Cholim Ahochen Medina Sayam, so we can be Mekabalei to Shaloi Bifnei Baldin. So B'Shas Hadchak, we allow it L'chatchila. And nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch says that if it's not a Shas Hadchak, and you Mekabalei to Shaloi Bifnei Baldin, even B'Yevet, it's no good. How can that be that B'Yevet, it's no good? The whole reason that B'Shas Hadchak, we allow it is Kashas Hadchak, K'Yevet Domi, B'Shas Hadchak, we allow L'chatchila, but usually is only allowed B'Yevet, but if even B'Yevet, it's no good. How can it mean that it should be good B'Shas Hadchak? That's a pella. Every so often you have a sif in Shulchan Aruch like that. That B'Shas Hadchak, we allow it, but Shaloi B'Shas Hadchak, even B'Yevet, it's no good. That's Dama pella. How can it be? That's what all the Akronim is. How can it be that Kabbalah says that Shaloi B'Fnei Baldin is good B'Shas Hadchak? That's a din d'oraisa. The whole difference between Shas Hadchak and not Shas Hadchak is Shas Hadchak, if you're dealing with the din d'rabbanon, so sometimes they introduce the din d'rabbanon that's very chomer. Not only l'chatchila we don't allow it, even b'yevet we don't allow it. And sometimes they made a din d'rabbanon kal. L'chatchila we don't allow, but b'yevet it's okay. So whenever it's a din d'rabbanon kal, that b'yevet it's mutter, only an isa l'chatchila. So then there's another clause. Shas Hadchak and b'yevet don't. Shas Hadchak we allow l'chatchila. But if you're dealing with Vuod bevolov, that's a pasuk in Chumash. That's a din deraisa. So we come off to say that's a din deraisa kal. The din of Chumash is only lechatchila, but the evidence is good. You never have such a din. So that's a pellet. That's what Deras Samech has a famous piece on that. He explains why it's only a din derabbanan. I answer the famous pasuk in Chumash. He explains why in certain cases it's only derabbanan. Nachamal. So that's the bottom line of the Mishnah. We only allow one person to say Hamotzi on behalf of all if they had a Hasebu. And Bizman Azet, Tyson said, Yeshiva Nidan, he has saved it too. When they need Hasebu, so the Gemara says, only Pasviyayin. That's a Mem Gimla Meral. Outside of Pasviyayin, Hasebu is irrelevant. The whole concept. One opinion, Gemara has a Machlek, is Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan. Is it only pass or is it even yayin? So we rabbi Rabbi Yechon, Allah Rabbi Yechon, we pass like Rabbi Yechon. That Haseba makes sense by pass for yayin. Outside of pass for yayin, Haseba is irrelevant. So what's Taka the din outside of pass for yayin? So you don't need Haseba. We're all eating potatoes. So one can say Bar Pri Hadama, even though we're all walking in the forest. No one is sitting around the table at all. You don't even need Haseba, you don't need anything. Or should we say no? That since Haseba is irrelevant outside of Pasuk Yayin, so one can simply not be Maitzi someone else. So that was Tul Lashonis in the Gemara. Whether Shad Dvarim lo Mahanyel hu Haseba, or Shad Dvarim lo Bo Haseba. How do we paskin? So that's a Machlekes, the Rambam and the Raavad, which Lashon in the Gemara to accept, and 2 days in the Mechaber. So one should avoid relying on one person's bracha to be Maitzi the others. But the two that we know for sure that you need Haseba, that's Pasuk Yayin. So Tesis there raises the question, Amen Gimlam and Aleph. Their practice was when they said Habdallah, Abu Tzarachiyun, the Tesis held, the Ein Beis Habli upon him. The last 10 lines in Tesis, Abu Tzarachiyun, Ktsas, Me Habdallah, Shoram Abdilim, Ve Omdim, they stood by Habdallah. They stood by Habdallah. Heich Anu Pochim Ze Ze Me Yayin, O Me Habdallah. The Mishnah says you have to have Haseba to be Maitzi someone else. The Taisus on the Mishnah says Yeshiva Didan Keseba Ditu. So you have to have at least yeshivas sitting around the same table, and they used to stand when they said Havdalah. So what is Taisis asking? So the way it's printed in our editions, they're asking a question. Two questions. The practice of the Balei HaTais was that everybody took a sip of the wine. Like we do by Kiddush, you pass around the wine. So they did by Havdalah. Most people do not do that by Havdalah today. They don't give everybody a sip of wine. But the Balei HaTais used to give everyone wine. So they're asking two questions. They're asking how you might see the other person with Havdalah. Why? To be might see the other person with Hamal de Mekodesh Lechol. You need Haseba. What do you need Haseba for? Yerushalmi only said that there are three exceptions to the rule. Kriya Shema and Tefillah and eating food. That's Birchas Hanen. And that's the Bar Priya Gofen. Not from the Birchas Havdalah. Birchas Havdalah shouldn't be a problem. The Yain should be a problem. I would assume that that Vav is a mistake in this. Echon apot mezeze miyein Havdalah. Miyayin. Miyayin Havdalah, not Miyayin Umei Havdalah, not two different questions. Havdalah is not a problem. Havdalah is Shemei Koine. What's the problem? Havdalah Shemei Koine. But how can he be married to the other person with the Yayin? So Taisis says, V'yishloima mitoch shekog matzvim k'dei lotzi Havdalah. You see from the answer of Taisis that there's a misprint in the question. Taisis says that since the Bar Pia Gofen comes together with the Havdalah, and the Havdalah can be married to the other person, you don't need a Seba. But that was the whole question, that you need a Seba. So you see that the question was only on the Bar Pia Gofen. And the Birchas Rashi points out that Taisis' question only is regarding the Bar Pia Gofen. If everyone's going to drink the wine, if you have the practice that we have today, only the Yoyma HaHavdalah drinks the wine. So what do you have to sit? Taisis recommends So Taisis' recommendation, the Ramah quotes this Taisis in Hilchos Havdalah. He recommends everybody should sit. So Birchas Rosh says it's a mistake. He recommends everyone should sit there if everyone wants to drink the wine. If no one wants to drink the wine, why do they have to sit? You only have to sit if you want to drink the wine. There never was a question in the first place how you might see the other people with the Havdalah. Havdalah Shemei Koine. That's not an exception to the rule. You see from the answer that there's a mistake in the question. Yishemi Yishleimar, that since you might see the other people with the Havdalah, that was never a problem. Since he's might see the others with the Havdalah, so the yain goes along, maybe you don't even need yeshiva, maybe you don't even need hesed. And then he said, but better would have been if you would have had yeshiva. Yeah. So the Pashtus is that on Havdalah itself there never was a question. The Shaila was on the Yayin Shal Havdalah. That was the Shaila. So how does the Mishnah say? One can pater the others. We pass like Rabbi Yechonon. By pass on Yayin, one can pater the others only if you have a Seba or if you have a Shiva Nidan, can Seba Nitu. Without the Shiva, then you can't pater the others. You don't say Shemer Kainah. What does it have? The top line of Membeis Amaze. Bola Hamyam Terechamos and Kolecha Dechem Baruch Liatzmo. Why is Kolecha Echem Baruch Liatzmo? But you have Haseba. You have Haseba over here. Everybody's sitting around on the Mitas Mutzois. So let one person say Bor Piagofen to be Motzi all the others. So the Gemara says, the Gemara raises the question. So the Gemara says that. Here, right in the middle of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, says Tosefta Perik Dalet. Shalu as Ben Zamin Pnei Ma Orma Bala Hemiyam Terechamos Kolech Adam Baruch Li Atzmoi. Why don't you say that one person should be pater everybody? The din is that if you have a seba, one can't pater all the others with the yain. So why is Beter Chasuda say? He says, no, we're afraid someone's going to choke. Well, they base up the apanui. Since everyone is eating, everyone's busy eating in the middle of the meal. When you're going to make an announcement, please, everybody pay attention. One person is going to say Bor Pia Gofen to be Moitzi everybody. So he's afraid that it's not going to work. Someone's going to choke. You're going to want to answer Amen. Well, they base up the apanui. So that's why we don't allow. So the Gemara says the reason why L'chatchila we don't allow. And what would be the din b'di'evid? If you make an announcement, Taka, make an announcement, everybody pay attention. One person is going to say Bor Pia Gofen to be Moitzi the others. So Taisis has the Shaila. That's the beginning of that Taisis. Hoyle. Yesh Mefarshim, when you make an announcement in advance and you say Sabri Morai, Vehim Nicham Lechol, make an announcement in advance and everybody stops eating. Vehim Nicham Lechol, they all pause from the middle of eating. Kedei Neshmaya Abroch Velanus Amen. Shiyub Tur, that if you do make an announcement, they will pot. And Tosis claims that there's a Mashmos from the Rishalmi. So Diyun Achrayim are not happy with this. Yerushalmi that Tosis thinks that they discovered. They don't think it says that in Yerushalmi at all. So that's a question whether that's correct or not. Whether you would say, if you made such an announcement, they're really in violation of the Takona Satana. Tanoi made a Takona, everyone should say on his own. So you're going to outsmart the Tanoi, but you're going to make an announcement in advance. Everyone should pay attention. So it's 2 days in Tosef. L'chatchil, we shouldn't do it. But even if we did it, would the people be
aced? How do you do a machlokes in the Gemara about whether you go to someone else by Shah Brachos, and say it doesn't work? If Yerushalmi says that, we don't say Shemei HaKamona by Shah Brachos, but B'dieved, we would allow it. So doesn't that show favors that we do allow?
Yerushalmi says you don't say Shemei Ka'ayna by eating food, yeah.
But there are 2 days in the Gemara, if it would work.
Maybe Yerushalmi goes on Pas V'Yayin.
Yerushalmi's on the Gemara, but didn't say that Pas V'Yayin is by a Seba, it's better to do.
If you had a Seba, but if you didn't have a Seba, then you don't allow Shemei Ka'ayna by the Pas V'Yayin. Maybe Yerushalmi only goes on Pas V'Yayin. Does it say? I don't think Yerushalmi says explicitly what case it's talking about.
Doesn't Yerushalmi only say it says Birchas HaMazon?
Only the bracha after? Not about the bracha before?
Yeah, it says Birchas HaMazon. It says Shenemar Bechal Kisavat Devarach. So I was, Rebbe quotes as Birchas HaMazon. Do we apply it? Do we say that when they said Birchas HaMazon, they meant that all Birchas HaMazon?
Yeah, that's what the Tosis said on the Mishnah, Mem Beis Amin Aleph. But you need Hasebo. Without Hasebo or Yeshiva Didan is the equivalent of saying the two. And Tosis says it's relevant for both for the Birchas HaMazon. One should say to be Moitzi the others and for the Hamoitzi. So they're assuming that Yerushalmi is going on both the Bracha before and the bracha after eating bread, eating pasva yain, other foods, that's the 2 days in the Babylon. But you have this chumra min the rabbonim, not to be mitzi someone else. Yeah. So again, so the top line on mem beis on beis, bo lehal yam b'terech hamozim kolecha v'echem b'baruch liyatzmai. Why is that? Because they beis abli aponim. So they made a special takana, you shouldn't have shemei akoinim. What if the Yevid you went ahead and you did do Shemei Kaina? So it's 2 days in Tosfos. Should I say, since you violated Takanos Chachamim, even though you thought you outsmarted them, you made an announcement, everyone should pay attention, that you would be Yotze or not? Yeah. If you say that Shas Adchak, the Yevid Domi, and the Yevid we read. If you should say like those opinions, but the Yevid you revert back to the Din D'oraisa. Shas Adchak, we allow one to rely lechatchila on the din deraisa, so that can be 2 days in Tosfos. But the Eved for sure it's good. But the Tosfos is talking about lechatchila. The Tanoim, what are the 2 days in Tosfos? Whether the Eved yoytzei with this or lechatchila, what we allow? Could be the 2 days in Tosfos or lechatchila. The Tanoim made a takana, absolute takana. Oh no, the Tana made a takon under normal circumstances, but if you make an announcement in advance, and there won't be any chashash of anybody choking to answer Amen, so then it's even mutter lechatchil. It could be that. By a normal Shemei Kaina, you don't have to, but the Yevid you yotze without. On the Yastamin. Yeah, but we had that diuk in the Rambam that by, when you, let's say, if you want to be yotze with Kiddush Abdullah, so Yotze without Amen, Bichas HaShachar, Yotze without Amen. But if we want to be Yotze this kind of a Dovashal Tzipur, a Dovashal Chabura, so then we had a deal there, Mashmos and the Rambam, perhaps that without Aniyah Salman, you're not Yotze. You have to answer Amen in order to join into the Chabura. If it's not, because we explained that Ben Shem Mizuman is an exception to the rule, we allow Shemei Kohen, it's not because we allow Shemei Kohen. It's the whole Chabur is only Mikredin, the whole Chabur is only obligated to offer one Birchas HaMazon. That's why Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe Ben Shem Mezumen is a Din D'oraisa. Because the Gemara learns it out from Pesukim. Because it sounds like he's saying that it's a different din deraisa. That if a person eats by himself, he has a chaybis ayachid to recite birchas hamazon. The person eats b'chabura. The chabura has an obligation to offer one birchas hamazon. It's a ganzen a different din. The chabura has an obligation. So from the Rambam is a shtikol mashmois that the aniyah summit would be the kuli. Tosfos has a shaila. If you have shinu yayin, so the Gemara has in the end of brachas, and the Gemara has in the last perek of Sochem, shinu yayin tzarich levarach, you have to say a bracha toiv ameitiv. You only say a toiv ameitiv if a whole group of people are drinking the wine together. They had the first wine, then they're going to drink the second wine together also, and the second wine is preferable, either better than the first wine or it's different from the first wine. If the second wine is garua from the first wine, then you don't say a toiv ameitiv. The second one is preferable, so everyone agrees that you say atayv amit. If the second one is different from the first, it's different, it's not better, it's not worse, then it's a shaylim rishaylim. And we pass on that you say a bracha also. You say atayv amit here. The taptes on nun tesem and base. Shina yayin, you say atayv amit. And they quote the Rashbam. The taptes on nun tesem and base. Pirish Rashbam, the psachim daf kufala. The second wine is just as good as the first wine, but it's a different flavor. And Tosfos disagrees. The only time you don't say atayv ameitiv is if the second wine is garua from the first wine. Second wine is either mishubach or it's mishuna, it's different. Any shini yayin you say atayv ameitiv. So the shayla is atayv ameitiv is only if the pleasure is shared by more than one person. That's what Tosfos quotes in the Gemara. If his wife had a baby boy, they quote from Perek HaRoyim, then Tesem Beis. Yoldo Lish the Zachar. See, if the wife died in childbirth, then he says, died in Emes over the death of the wife. Okay. And he doesn't have Tosfos Hameitiv on the baby, he just says Shafyon. He's happy, he doesn't have a wife. If the wife survived the childbirth, then you say atayv ameitiv, because the husband and the wife are sharing in the simcha together. So if you have a few people drinking wine together with the shina yayin, you also say atayv ameitiv. So Tosfos has a suffix. Can you be moitzi the other people with atayv ameitiv? Even though they're just standing around. There is no yeshiva nidan can't save it. People are making kiddush, they're walking around, roaming around in a room. So they said Bar Piragofen on the first wine, so they don't have to say Bar Piragofen on the second wine. They had the wine, Bar Piragofen covers all the wine that they're going to have. And then they have a shinu yayin. You got to say Atayv Ameitiv. Should I say, since Atayv Ameitiv was intended, Atayv Ameitiv Ameitiv Lachrini, so one can be mighty the other, so should you say no? This is like Bola Hayam Ptach HaMazen, in Beis HaBli HaPonoi. So you shouldn't allow one to say Atayv HaMeitiv to be mighty the other. So that's what Tosfos is besupik. In the middle of that Tosfos, Hove in Beis HaBli HaPonoi. Atayv HaMeitiv Yesh Mepharshim Sam Rishonim Hol Shepoitel Acher. The Kuliyam. Why? Achim Ashim Atayv HaMeitiv Lachrin. Rishosim and Menah, they're all drinking together. The other Bara Tosfos say, no, Atayv HaMeitiv, the pleasure should be shared by many people. But it doesn't say the brocha has to be shared by everybody. Each one of the people who is having the shini yayin should say, should recite his own Atayv HaMeitiv. Shaila. What is the Shaila from Lechatchila? Ein Beis HaPli HaPanui. The Shaila from Lechatchila, are you in violation of the Takonis HaTanoim? Or is the Shaila B'diyevin? That you didn't have Haseba. What exactly is this is being done on? They're done on both. To be the Tosfos is not misupik about both. Is it, are you in violation of the din lachatchila that each one shbola hem yayin b'terach hamazon? So they're done on the din lechatchila. They're even done on the din b'diyevin. Is it right that one should part to the others with that type of mitzvah. Why a type of mitzvah is also sapicha sanenin?
Isn't this against the Rashba that you see? Because you see from here that the Baruch HaGafen on a less kosher wine is part of the more kosher wine, and then you have to say you're only if you had kavanah.
I mean, you say Taiva Meitiv, if the second wine is Meshubach from the first, so wouldn't you have to say another Bar Piyagofen? Shina Yayin, you don't have to say Bar Piyagofen again, you just have to say Taiva Meitiv. You're asking, what if the second one is Meshubach better than the first? I don't know. We should look into it.
It's only Darabana, and we go back to the Raisa that Shnei Kamen Shastachak.
Yeah.
In the Ritva and the Gila, they quote that the Yavadraham and someone else, the second Rishon, they hold that, at least by Kriya Shema, that the fact that you don't say Shnei Kamen is Din Raisa.
Really?
Yeah. It says the Dibartambam. I think they Medayak, the citizens of the Dibartambam, you don't say Shnei Kamen. So I was wondering, according to them, the whole thing we've been assuming that it's only the Rabban Shastachai you can revert back Shema, but they would not say that because Rebbe's been saying in Shastachai you don't say that at the Rice.
Yeah.
So what would they say?
I don't know. I would have assumed that it's only an Asmachtem and the Rabban. I wouldn't have assumed that it's a Din Rice. I don't know. I think that's what Rabban recommend. If someone has a sore throat and he's not allowed to talk, has laryngitis, so the Rabbanim will say, listen to someone else saying Kriya Shema Nibiyotzu, which you make kind of. If it's really so bad, then he's not allowed to talk. If it's a sakon, so the Biyotzu, which you make kind of. I don't know. I would assume like the only one. Yeah, so what does the Mishnah Bola Yam Techamos? Nachem Baruch Hu Yatzim. Achar Amos and Nachem Baruch Hu Kulam. Because why is Echad Baruch Hu Kulam? I bet there was a machleik zerabir Rabbi Yechanan, whether haseba helps by yayin. So the answer is no. That's if you're only drinking yayin. Here they had haseba for the pas. Amiga de mahanya haseba la pas. Mahanya nami haseba la yayin. That's for sure. That's what the Gemara says. Amiga de mahanya haseba la pas. Mahanya nami haseba la yayin. In this case, everyone agrees that one can be moitzi everybody else. We pas and yayin are the two macholim that require haseba. But even if one would have held like Rav, that a seib is only meaningful by pas and by yayin, there's no, the whole institution of a seib doesn't apply. And if you can't have a seib, two lashonis in the Gemara, that they can't be mighty at all. But miga de mahani has seib la pas, mahani na me has seib la yayin. Yeah. So that's what it says, that one can say baruch piagavan to be mighty all the others. Then it says, v'hu emar ala mugmar, what kind of a din is that? Amascha be mitzvah om lo gemor, even though it's a different mitzvah. Amascha b'mitzvah amim la gemar, whomever they were mechabed, they say the bar piagofen after they finished eating the meal. So even if they said bar piagofen on wine b'toch hasuda, we pass and they have to repeat bar piagofen on the yayin shalachar hasuda. That's later on the summit. The zel lishrois v'zel lishtois. The wine that he drinks lachar hasuda is more choshev than the yayin shebetoch hasuda, even though it's the exact same bracha bar piagofen. The bar piagofen and the wine in the middle of the meal doesn't part for the wine at the end of the meal. So whoever they were mechabit to say the bar piagofen on the yain habol achar asude is built in. It's self understood that he has the schus to say bar minim psavim on the mukma that they're going to burn also right after the bar piagofen before they're going to recite birchas hamos. He used to have mukma at the end of the meal before the birchas hamos. So that's called amascha b'mitzvah. I'm learning more. Even though they're two different mitzvahs. One is who's going to say Baruch Piagofen to be Motzi the whole Chabura, and one is going to say Bari Minim Psamim to be Motzi the whole group, yeah. What's with Bari Minim Psamim? What's the Allah with Bari Minim Psamim? There's a Shaila of Haseba? Bari Minim Psamim? No. The Gemara asks on Mem Gimel Amid Beis, about 10 lines from the top. Omar Rav, Minayin Shem Mevorchim Al Ariach, Shenem HaKol An Shama Ta'al Al Kol, Eiz Adav Shem, Hashem Menes Menem, Eina Guf Nehem Menem, Haviyam Vizeh Ariach. So what's the story with Birchas Arech? It's the same as Birchas Anen, and not the same as Birchas Anen. So for the fact that the Gemara needs a new pasuk, a new mocker, why don't they just say, like in the Tchilas HaSugya, and Daf Lamed Hei, it says, Osin Lohanes Menal Mazeh B'loi Bracha. So that's what the famous tzlach has, that comment. Well, I'm going to quote that tzlach. The tzlach has the comment. You see from the mashmona something more, that it's a separate takana. Birchus Hanenon is one takana, and Birchus Harech is a separate takana. So it could be that Birchus Hanen, and whoever is getting Hanor has to say his own bracha, that Yerushalmi, there are the three exceptions to the rule. And the only time you allow one person to say Hamoitzi for the others, Bar Pyogel for the others, if you had Hesebe, and outside of Yayin and Pas, there's no Hesebe, so you can't even, like, what opinion in the Gemara, one day in the Shulchan Aruch, you can't be Moitzi the other people. But a Bar Minim Samim, let's say when you're saying Haftal, the Bar Minim Samim, it's not Shaykh any has Seba Psam. Could be that Bar Minim Samim is a different Takonis Bracha, that's like Birchus HaShachar. That you can say a bracha to be boitzi someone else. That's not included in that Yerushalmi's idea of a halta v'savato v'erachta, whoever is eating should say some bracha. It's not from the Birchus Hanenon, it's a different takona. Tosis raises the question. Tosis on the bottom of Mem Beis Amin Aleph, the last two lines. Dim Taima, Maishma de Bemugmer Afilaloi Hasebech Mavarach Lekulam. You allow one person to say the bracha to be moitzi everybody else. There's no hesebe. What's going on? The Teretz says that requirement of hesebe is only by Birchus Hanenon. Birchus Harech is not a Birchus Hanenon. It's a separate takona. So Tosis gives a different answer, though. Tosis quotes Yerushalmi that when they burn the mugmer, everybody's smelling the same reach. The reach floats around the whole room. When you say Bar Piyagofen HaMoitzi Lav Min Ha'aretz, he's eating a piece of challah, I'm eating a different piece of challah. Here we're all going to smell the same breyach. So since it's all the same breyach, so it can be covered with one brach. What if they distribute to the audience different psalmim containers? Then we're not smelling from the same psalm. If you're passing around the same bottle of psalmim to everybody, so you can say we're all smelling the same breyach. But very often they distribute containers to all of the people. That's what do they say for the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi parach, the Mishnah Yerushalmi answer, Mishnah the Mugum Kula Nene Biyachad. They're all smelling from the same breath. Each one eats a different thing. Yeah, by us we don't do like that. We have a lot of people have their own containers of psalmim. We don't follow that Yerushalmi's answer. Assume that Birchus Harech is a different takana. That you do say Shemei Koyin and Birchus Harech. We're never subject to the whole, it's not an exception to the rule in the first place. You should start to check on what happened to the Hasebe story. Why should Birchus Harech not be included in Birchus Hanen? That was the Tzlach's question. Why? So the Tzlach gave his suggestion. He wanted to say the Kol Mavarech Emei Mishum Me'ila. The Gemara says, "Hanenim and Olam Hazeb Lo Brocha Moal." It's like Meila, but the Gemara says in Psachim it increases. The Kol Maravarech does not need a Meila, so that's very difficult. The later Achareinim ask, the Gemara says, "Kol Umare." There's no Meila because they ain't bo mamish. Let's say someone is playing music in the Beis Hamikdash. The Levim are playing music on the Kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, and I enjoy it very much. That's called ain't bo mamish. So I look at the beauty of the building of the Beis Hamikdash and have such pleasure. Yeah, but it's Eibam Mamish, nothing is nichnas into my body. I hear the music, but there's nothing Dovash Eibam Mamish. Nothing tangible enters my body. Reach, the Gemara says, is Yeshbam Mamish. Not that Reach is Eibam Mamish, Reach is Yeshbam Mamish. But the Gemara says, the only time Rabbi Shimon Malevi says there that Reach is Eibam Me'ila is the Ketoris Lachash Talatim Rosa, after it was burnt already. Because Ein Lecha Dovash and Asim Sesuatzai Umoylim, but it's a different reason. It's a Pella, why Rabbi Shimon Levi puts the three together? Kol Mare, there's no Me'ila because Ein Mamamish. And Reach is Yesh Mamamish, but there's no Me'ila for a totally unrelated time. The Gemara says, because Ein Lecha Adav Shanasis Mitzvasa Ein Mo'ilim Bo. Acha Shetala Timrasa. But Kodim Shetala Timrasa, a person will walk over to smell the Reach HaKtaris before the mitzvah was fulfilled, it will be in violation of Me'ila. It's Yesh Mamamish. That's where Rav Elbele asks, and that Gemara increases. He doesn't understand why the Gemara put the two together. So we suggested a Teretz and Rav Elbele's Kasha, based on the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, on the Afyud Beis and Beis. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah. The Mechaber Paskins like that Tosfos. And here it is. A long Shach, he doesn't like that Mechaber. Mechaber Paskins like that Tosfos. That Reach is only a violation of Yisuri HaNoah if the thing is Oymid L'Reach. let's say if you have flowers, they give off a good smell. So if the thing is Zaymin L'Reach, then you say that smelling the flowers is a violation of Misiri Hanor. Let's say you have wine, Yayin Shel Nesach, that's also Bahanor. And the Yayin, the main purpose of the wine is Zaymin L'Shtiyah. And this fellow is going to smell the wine, he's going to have Hanor from the wine. The Tosis writes on Daf Yud Beis, and that's Mutter. That's considered Ein Bo Mamish. The only time it's considered Yesh Bo Mamish is if the thing is Zaymin L'Reach. The Mechaber Paschal is like that, year and day. That it's Mutter to get Hanor from Yayin Esach, to smell it, there's Mutter. Vered Shalav Edizor, Hodosu Vered Shalav Edizor, to smell flowers that Zaymin L'Reach is a violation of Misiri Hanor of Avad Ezor. Because it's Zaymin L'Reach. But whatever is not Zaymin L'Reach, it's not a violation of Misiri Hanor. So it could be that that's why Rabbi Shimon Levi put together the three. Kol Mar V'Reach. He means to say that sometimes Reach is Zaymin L'Mamish if the thing is not Zaymin L'Reach Po. Aye, but what about the other cases? They say, even in the other case, when it is Zaymin L'Reach, if it's Nasis Mitzvah, so it's also Zaymin L'Reach. But maybe he's alluding to that case where the Reach is treated as if it's Ein Bo Mamish, namely when it's not Ein Bo Mamish. But maybe that's why Rabbi Shimon Levi put it together. But this word from the Tzlach, this is very difficult. He's talking about smelling the Samim. And he says, you see from this Gemara, when Ein Shem Mavarach Mal Reach Shenema, it's a separate Takana. Why is it not included in the original Takana? Also, Mahanis Medalam Azeb Lebrocha. So he says, because it's like Mi'ila, there's no Mi'ila and Reach. It's not true. There is Mi'ila and Reach. If the thing is Aymed Lahariach, there is a din of Mi'ila and the Reach as well. So you have to give some other teretz. Why it's a separate takon. But that's clear for Nigmar, a separate takon. Maybe that's the teretz on Tosis of Yerushalmi's Kasha. Maybe that's the teretz on Yerushalmi's Kasha. That by Mugmer, there's no problem of one person being right to the others. That whole issue was only on Bichas Hanen. Bichas Reach is a separate takon. Then the Gemara has a comment, mem base and base. If he said Bor Pi Agafen that the Yain Shel Afnei Hamazon, the part is Yain Shel Afnei Hamazon, did he have in mind? Did he have in mind that he's going to have wine after the Suda? So the Gemara says it's only Mishabos and Sviyavim Toivim, because it's common that you have wine afterwards. So it's not considered a Hesach Hadas. But Chai Mas Hashana, or when the person is Yetzim and Beis HaMerchatz, Pshas HaKozaz Dam. And everybody knows in advance they're going to drink a lot of Yayin. But if they probably didn't have a mind to have any more Yayin, then we should probably consider it like a Hesar Hadas. And you got to say another bracha. Let's say people are having a drinking party, they're drinking Yayin, and they listen to a long drosha, 4-hour drosha. Of course they have to say another bracha. There was Hesar Hadas. So even if there's a whole meal in between, it's also Hesach Hadas. Tosfos and the Rishonim say that Bizman is all year long. Yayin is more matzav by us. So we would consider ourselves like in Shabbos and Yom Tov, Bizman HaGemara, that it is assumed that he's going to, self assumed that he is going to have Yayin Lachar Amos. That was the machlokes, and we passed that zeh lishrois and zeh lishrois. Even though it's the exact same bracha, it doesn't matter because one is more choshev than the other. You should look it up in Shulchan Aruch. I would assume that if he has beferish in mind, then it should matter because it's the exact same bracha. How can it be? The Gemara has a machlokes Rav and Talmidei de Rav. The Rav says, Marcos Rav Amar Peter. If he said Bar Piagof and Anyan Shabitah Hasuda, it does part of the wine Shalachar Hasuda. All the Talmidim of Rav disagree with Rav. We passing against Rav. What's going on here? The Tais says no. What it means is obviously that Rav backed out. The Talmidim, the Rav must have heard it from Rav. So Rav must have backed out. He must have changed his mind. And he said that Yain Shebetoch HaSuda is less choshem than Yain Shalachar HaSuda, and you're not yet. Not that whenever there's machlokes, there's Rav and Talmidei de Rav, you should pass like Rav. But it means Talmidei de Rav say that Rav changed his mind.
that the basis of the kasha? It was, we found that Rish Lakish that he argued with Rabbi Yochanan all the time.
It says in Yerideya that Acholek al Aviv is a violation of the Kibbun Aviyim. My father says he can tell by his arthritis that it's going to rain today. And I'm going to argue with him and say, no, but the news, the weatherman said on the radio that it's not going to rain today. So that's Cholek Alav, if it's irrelevant. So then it's not Derech Eretz to disagree with your father. But if my father says he holds the din is like this, and I hold the din is not so, then I have to, and if I'm entitled to an opinion, then I have to be Cholek Al Rabba. My father says he's encouraging everybody to vote for a certain candidate. For a government position, and I hold that'll be a disaster. So if it's Negev La'alocha, then you have to be Cholek Alavim. There's no need of Kibbut Aviyim. You have to be Cholek Al Rabba. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you have a lot of times Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel. So Rebbe was a son of Shimon Gamliel. He often disagrees with his father. So the Chabad writes like that. Cholek Alavim, Cholek Al Rabba. If it's Negev La'alocha, is entitled to an opinion. He has to express his honest to goodness opinion, even if it's a disagreement with his father, who is his Rebbe. So if it would have been a machlokes talmid de Rav and Rav, we would have passed like Rav. In the earlier generations, we assume in Allah ki talmid ben mokam Rav. But Tosfos says here, we assume that the talmid de Rav got it from Rav. And they hold that Rav changed it. They say that Rav, they claim that Rav changed his mind later on. That's what Tosfos writes into the Tosfos, Rav Shesha Sommer. So they say, kol talmid de Rav pligale mistama kach shama me Rav. It must have heard from Rav that he changed his mind. That's why we follow that opinion. That's why you follow that psak. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll start on the Tosfos with Rav Shesha Sommer. This is as I look on the mice about cheating up a little bit from Rabbi Tzachar. But we hit the one.